And it makes you wonder if one really powerful person told another one, like, hey, man, Texas is about to be in the SEC. Hey, man, this is about to happen. I made sure it's going to happen. Brandon, do we have you now? Let's try this one more time.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, that sounds clear. All right, I asked you the same question a couple times. Did you hear it ever, or do I need to ask it again?
Yeah, can you ask it again? Sorry.
That's okay, man. Hey, we'll just start all over again. This is not live. We'll erase that part of the tape. So Brandon Marcello is with us, 24/7 Sports National College Football writer. So literally Greg Sankey is on Radio Row, and the news leaks out during SEC Media Days, Oklahoma, Texas joining the conference. I was amazed at several things, that had been a secret for any amount of time. Of course, that it got out when it did, and we all wondered, okay, who leaks this? Was it Texas A&M? But I'd also ask, Brandon, how long has this been cooking behind the scenes?
Well, I've been told for several months, and I know others have been told even longer than that, maybe up to a year. And funny personal story, I was actually having a one-on-one interview with Greg Sankey when this all broke, and I was trying to be nice by not looking at my phone while we were talking, and then it broke, and we walked out the door, and I looked at my phone and saw that news and quickly tried to chase him down to get a comment. It's just crazy how quiet this was all kept, considering all the moving pieces. But I guess we're in this era of things can happen and happen quickly, and the idea that we're going to hear about it before it happens, I think those days might be done.
Wow, Brandon Marcello, our guest here on Blaine and Mickey.
Yes, Brandon, man, thanks for coming on. What pushed Texas and Oklahoma to this point, you think?
Money. Also, the viability of the Big 12 conference when it comes to expansion of the college football playoff. And probably most importantly, the money with their TV deal. You know, the Big 12's kind of been, you know, kicking the tires a little bit about trying to figure out what kind of money they could get with a new TV deal beyond 2025. And the initial feedback has not been very great. In fact, the Big 12 has been talking about maybe getting into a long-term deal with one of these broadcasters, and that would have locked them into a fixed price point that wouldn't have been able to change very much. And, you know, considering we're entering a day now where we're seeing shorter and shorter TV deals, so they could renegotiate if things don't, you know, they're not getting the money for their value. That didn't pretty set well with them. And considering that Texas and OU are by far the biggest money drivers in the Big 12, they started looking elsewhere. And I guess it looked pretty clear and apparent to them that the SEC was not only interested, but, hey, we'll open the door for you and come on in.
No doubt about it. We're on with Brandon Marcello, 24/7 Sports National College Football writer. And, Brandon, I guess where does this leave, I guess, college football if this domino actually happens? Give us your foreseeable future prediction of what will happen. And maybe they didn't even go to the SEC. I don't know. Maybe they end up going to the ACC or the Big Ten. I don't know what. Maybe they're leveraging the SEC to go somewhere. I have no idea. But what do you think will happen if they do go to the SEC, and that's Texas and Oklahoma? What other dominoes do you think will fall?
Well, Friday they'll be popping champagne in Austin and Norman. They'll be wearing SEC boots and all kinds of stuff. Because that is for sure going to happen Friday. But after their Board of Regents on each campus approved this. But after this, I think your guess is as good as mine. I know a lot of people are out there saying, you know, I think this is what's going to happen and everything, and they're almost saying it as if it's fact. But I'm telling you, I just don't know, based off history, if we're going to see, like, everybody's going to react in a way that has to become massive changes because the SEC did this. And I say that because what exactly is the Pac-12 and Big Ten going to do to even match this or even come close to it? And the answer is they can't. There's no Texas and OU out there for the getting right now. I mean, who are you going to get? I mean, there's a story from USA Today that was published last night about the money value of Texas and OU. In the Big 12, they're paying out about $37 million to these schools, right? Without Texas and OU, you know how much that payout's going to be? $9 million per team. Who are you going to get if you're the Big 10 or Pac-12 that matches the money you could get like Texas and OU? And the answer is no one. So maybe if you're really trying to make a power play and one-up the SEC, the only way to do that at this point is saying, hey, let's merge conferences. So the Pac-12 and Big Ten merge, or the Big Ten and the ACC merge. And the likelihood of that happening is pretty small at this point. I think it'd be more likely that maybe the Big 12 somehow convinces the Pac-12, the remaining members of the Big 12, I should say, merge with the Pac-12. But even that, I'm not so certain. And listen, that idea has not been totally shot down by a new Pac-12 commissioner, George Kolayevkov, but we're early yet in all of this. There could be some crazy things that happen, but this idea that we're going to see the Big Ten add two teams, the ACC add two teams, the Pac-12 add two teams, so we can have four super conferences, I think we're going the wrong avenue in thinking about this. I think that if there is going to be some moves like that, it's going to be one big move. It's going to be like a conference merging with another to one up the SEC, because no matter who they add right now, you know, one or two teams, I don't think that really adds any value to those conferences based off of who's available. They'll still have to split the money among all their members. And in fact, that payout will probably actually drop a little bit based off of the average. So I think you got to do something massive. And at this point, you can't just add two teams to do something as massive as Texas and OU.
I'm going with Brandon Marcello, 24/7 Sports.
Okay. You've been all around the subject, but let me ask you this way. Other than Texas/Oklahoma and the SEC, I was gonna phrase it, who stands to benefit the most besides them during these next few months or years? So I'll phrase it this way based on what you just said. Is there anybody who stands to benefit the most that stands out to you during these next few months or years that isn't Texas, Oklahoma, or the SEC?
You know, outside the SEC footprint, I'm not sure anybody. Maybe Kansas getting into the Big Ten. I think that would be very, very good for them. It'd be better than being in the Big 12, even the Big 12 of 5-10 years ago. I think that would be huge for Kansas. Kansas might end up winning out of all this. When it comes to the SEC, and actually when we talk about on-the-field results, I actually think this move helps Arkansas and Missouri for one big reason, recruiting. Texas is huge for recruiting for Arkansas and Mizzou. And Mizzou's kind of gotten away from that since they joined the SEC. They've been focusing a lot more on Florida. Arkansas, I mean, they still go to Texas, but they're not quite having the type of consistent success recruiting there as they did when they were in the Southwest Conference with Texas and Texas A&M and all of them. So I think by having the conference expand, it's actually going to regionalize things a little bit more for Mizzou and Arkansas in a sense that not only are they going to be able to play their old rivals now in OU and Texas and obviously Texas A&M, but they're also going to be fighting against them again in recruiting and being able to get into players' homes in Texas, maybe that they weren't doing so. Doesn't mean they're going to get the best players out of Texas. That's still going to be A&M and Texas and even OU. But they're going to get a few more than they're accustomed to just because they're going to be playing those teams a lot, and this is going to become more of a regional football conference for those teams, because Arkansas and Mizzou, they've been on the periphery of a lot of things and they've been getting inconsistent as a result. And I think this is actually going to help those programs kind of find their footing a little bit more in the SEC.
Brandon, we're up against the top of the hour, but I did want to ask you one more thing, because we are right in the heart of SEC country. There's talk of four team pods and all those types of things. What does the new SEC look like when the new guys join? And I'll put the caveat of that, and you mentioned it. I think Texas and Arkansas should be in the same pod, because that instantly gives them a rival to hate that goes back to the old Southwest Conference.
Yeah, I think so. I think pods would be great. I'm a big proponent for pods. I'm not so sure the SEC is going to be like that. They love their division, and I'm not so sure they're going to be able to be talked out of it. I think you'll see the most likely option right now is they just restructure the divisions. They move Alabama and Auburn to the east, and then they add Texas and OU to the west, I think, and move Mizzou to the west, I should say. So I don't think we're going to see a huge change as of right now. But they're going to put a lot of options on the table, and they're going to discuss it, and we'll see. But as of right now, my feeling, based off talking to people in the SEC, is that they really love those divisions, and they don't really want to get out of it.
Brandon, we knew you'd deliver the goods, man. Sorry we had a couple of false starts with the phone, but fantastic stuff. People need to follow you at B Marcello or wherever they consume 24/7 Sports for all the latest. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Brandon. Right.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Love having that guy on, because you get deep in the room, because we've all been talking about pods. We need to save that, Lucas, because my man is saying, hey, man, they're going to put everything on the table, but I think they're going to keep divisions. And if you're a Bama fan, an Auburn fan, it's like, wait a second. You're going to move us to the East? Okay. Whoa. Yeah. There's a lot to unpack with that. Maybe we can get into it an hour or two. But Mike Vrabel has spoken. The Titans have reported. Coach Mack is going to join us in hour number two to talk about all that. It's Blaine and Mickey, 104.5 The Zone.